I've always heard that was true.
Well, that's true. They do.
Cause well, they, I know you've heard when a boy gets all dressed up and goes out, you've heard people say he looks like a dirt road spoiler.
No, sir, that expression is must be just coming to this particular place.
You've never...
What's the expression
there? That after when y'all really dressed up, you know, I mean, like you going out somewhere, that he looks like a dirt road sport. I told...
No, I haven't heard that.
You've never heard that expression?
No, never heard it. A dirt road sport. Is that supposed to be complimentary?
Yes. Yeah. He's supposed to look real very in the nth of fashion.
I wonder why dirt road, you know, when you think of dirt road.
Well, I guess that back in the days when we grew up, it wasn't nothing but dirt roads. You didn't have any paved roads back then.
Yes, ma'am.
And of course, boy or girl, I guess, they looked like they just stepped out of a bandbox. Isn't that what?
Thing you kept hats in.
Oh, yeah.
But I've heard that expression all my life. It, when somebody looked nice.
Yes, ma'am.
Happened, isn't that right, ma'am? Mm-hmm.
But I don't, you know, Ernestine was always telling about, she used that expression, dirt road sport, and that this boy that was reared down here at Magnolia Springs just thought that was so funny because he had never heard it in his life.
Yes, ma'am.
And I said something, Mr. O'Gwen. Margaret said, Mr. Casey looked like a dirt road sport one day. He was so dressed up, you know. And he had on this green shirt and green coat and I don't know. And Mr. O'Gwen had never heard that. And now you'd think he would.
But I certainly would.
So that's why I say it must be just peculiar to this area. I don't know. You can find out. You can ask. Because you go around if you ever heard that expression.
Right. A dirt road sport. I'll write that down right here.
But you know, I guess that different sections of the country do have expressions like that that are just used in that area.
It's pretty well localized.
Mm-hmm.
I was telling him, are you related to Stephen McMillan?
Mm-hmm.
He was helping me out when I got here, you know, suggesting people that I might talk to. But we were talking about that kind of thing when I was out in Texas this summer. People talked about Blue Northers, and I didn't know what in the world that was. And it's apparently some kind of, you know, has to do with the weather. Mm-hmm. They have these fronts that come in and the temperature really drops in a very short time, and they say, you know, Blue Northers coming in, something like that. Or these stock ponds, you know, that farmers have that the cattle drink out of. A lot of people out there call them tanks. And always when somebody says tank, I think of some metal
container.
Yeah,
I do too.
Something
I would
like
too.
That. Well, let me just ask you a few more questions and we'll stop for the evening. A thing that, you know, a woman carries around with her too will keep all her things in, you know, mirrors and whatnot. Mm-hmm. You just call that a
purse.
Is
a pocketbook. Are you talking about